presented several stories this morning as part of our Project Milwaukee series about students in the Milwaukee public school system who have difficulties in class. They can range from physical disabilities to behavioral problems. We were able to meet for a few minutes this week with the busy principal of South Division High School to talk about students who are not proficient in English, at least not right away. Maurice Turner says as many as 45% of the students in his school are not primarily English speakers.
We like to think of ourselves as kind of the Ellis Island of the district. And so many of our students come in speaking little to no English. And so you can just kind of imagine the challenges that they come up against as far as just kind of navigating the city, but that poses more of a challenge in schools, especially when you have students that are from Burma or speak Burmese, and we don't have the programs in place to kind of support those students. So those students kind of have to have a long road ahead of them, but we try to support them as best we can.
What kind of supports can a school like South Division offer?
Well, South Division has an excellent bilingual ESL department. So we happen to be one of the few schools that have very seasoned and veteran teachers that have worked with these students. This is not new to them. And so they have the little tricks of the trade that they utilize in order to kind of accelerate the students' learning in that situation.
Do the kids remain in the classroom of their peers, or does this education happen other places?
Well, we try to integrate them as best as possible, but we do have programs that we call kind of sheltered program. So sometimes they move around in cohorts depending on what their needs are. And so as we provide them with the different core coursework, we just kind of take their needs in mind and try to meet them as best we can.
Do they face other challenges besides academic?
Well, obviously a new country, a new city, new school. But many of them, because they are major supports in their families, obviously have to go to work and have a greater responsibility placed on them. So many of our students are kind of the sole providers in many cases for their families.
And how are they achieving overall? Do you track their achievement as compared with other students who are primarily English speakers?
Well, our ESL students are doing very well based on the state standards that are in place for those students. And so compared to other students, they do very, very well, and in many cases outperform them. I won't say right away, but eventually, if they're in school for a couple of years, they tend to pass them.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they tend to be very focused because they're so challenged with the language and acquiring the language. The ESL bilingual students tend to be very, very focused in the classroom. That's just based on my own personal observation, so I think that contributes to their performance overall because they zero in on that teacher and they're very, very much engaged.